This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Two campaigns, one that has been underway for a year, the other announced earlier this week. They're both designed to draw attention to Canada's lack of a national housing strategy. They also occur during the build-up to the Winter Olympics, which begin February the 12th in Vancouver. We're joined on the phone by Am Johal, a housing activist who has coordinated a year-long hunger strike, and John Richardson, the executive director of Pivot Legal Society, whose Red Tent campaign is raising some controversy. Welcome to People First Radio, folks.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon.
Am Johal, tell us about the hunger strike, how it started, and what's happened in the last year.
We started it back in December of 2008, and really there had been a lot of pressure around housing, a lot of community support and awareness, and the civic election had just ended where homelessness was a major part of that campaign. And even though the provincial government has not moved as quickly as it should, there's been some movement in the sense that they did purchase SRO hotels. They haven't moved on a provincial housing program. There's real feeling that the federal government wasn't getting the kind of pressure that it needed. Since they pulled out of the national housing program in 1993, we've had an incredible proliferation of homelessness in the country. There's between 200,000 to 300,000 homeless people in Canada. We also had the visit of the UN Special Rapporteur on housing in October 2007, which Pivot was also involved with, and you know, they declared it as a national emergency. And so it was really about putting pressure on, you know, all levels of government, but particularly the federal government because of its international obligations. And also in looking at this as a health and human rights issue and to do this as a community awareness exercise. So each week we've had a different volunteer take part on a 7-day fast, and we just passed the 1-year mark in December, and we're continuing on until June.
Mm-hmm.
John Richardson, the Red Tent campaign, if it goes forward, is a highly visible one. It's also linked with recent BC legal victories. John, I'm wondering if you could tell us more about how this campaign is unfolding.
Well, we are getting ready to distribute Red Tents, as was mentioned earlier, to homeless people around Vancouver. It's arising partly out of a decision that came from the BC Court of Appeal in December, which found that if there is insufficient shelter space, homeless people have a right to erect a temporary shelter on public property. So, you know, it doesn't affect the numbers of homeless people that we have in Vancouver. There's currently probably between 1,000 and 2,000 people that aren't able to access shelter space. We're definitely aiming to improve the quality of shelter that people are seeking outside and to give them the opportunity to make that into a statement. We're definitely aiming, as Am is with the hunger strike, to persuade the federal government into enacting a national housing strategy, and ideally to use the profile of the tents and the intense international media presence that's going to be in Vancouver during the Olympics to create a lot of conversation about what is Canada doing to address the homeless situation.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that this will create challenges for the people in the tents with regards to all the security measures that are being taken?
Well, we certainly hope not, and we've asked City Council to take steps immediately to integrate the recent Court of Appeal decision. Unfortunately, I think that the city policies right now are outdated. They don't recognize right now that homeless people have a right to erect a temporary shelter outside, and so we're concerned that if the police and et cetera are proceeding with an out-of-date understanding, that we're going to see resulting human rights violations on the streets of Vancouver, and that would be very distressing from an international perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan and Brad today. We're joined on the phone by two Vancouver-based housing activists. Am Johal has coordinated a year-long hunger strike, and John Richardson is a coordinator of the Red Tent campaign. Both campaigns are designed to draw attention to Canada's lack of a national housing strategy. Now, John Richardson, you mentioned some numbers, 1,000, perhaps more. I read some of the Pivot Legal Society estimates that perhaps 500 people or more have nowhere to sleep in Vancouver except sidewalks. Could you speak more broadly to the homeless situation in Vancouver as it exists today?
Right. Well, I think the numbers are always a certain amount of guesswork. There's a lot of homeless people that are uncounted. And, you know, it's to be acknowledged, I think, that the City of Vancouver and to a certain extent the province have taken steps to create emergency shelters and the heat shelter program, and et cetera. But there's also a substantial number of homeless people that refuse to use those shelters. It's not a substitute for housing. And many people living on the streets won't use them because of many reasons. They can't bring their possessions inside. They can't bring animals. It's crowded. It's noisy. There's violence. There's difficult behaviors. There's noise. It's not a solution to homelessness by any means. So I think that in order to really address the problem, we need to have the federal government step up to the table again and commit real funding to a national housing strategy.
I'm Joe Hull. What have you been observing?
Well, I think it's really important to note this notion of government spending priorities, especially in the context, you know, we do have the Olympics coming here and we see money going into speed skating ovals and loose tracks, almost $900 million into Olympic security. And at the same time, while all of that was happening in this city, homelessness more than doubled from the day the Olympics were awarded to Vancouver to the day the opening ceremonies will take place. So it's difficult not to see the kind of contrast of that. And I think it's really important to note the kind of urgency that we're talking about. The coroner's office estimated that about 56 homeless people died in 2006 and 2007. That works out to a homeless person dying every 12 days in the province of BC. Mm-hmm. You know, this is incredibly shameful. And amongst the population here in Vancouver, the most recent count in 2008, almost 32% of the 2,800 or so people that were captured in that study, once again, that's viewed as a large undercount, as John mentioned, 32% are Aboriginal. And amongst women, it's close to 50% of the homeless women population. So I think we have some really scary indicators, especially starting in 2002 when the provincial government began its cutbacks. But broadly in the country, when you stop building a supply of non-market housing, all of these other interventions won't work, whether it's rent supplements or others. We need a constant supply of a non-market housing if we're going to actually reduce those numbers and have the kind of impact that we're talking about. Because in the end of the day, this saves the public money when we're not spending money on emergency services. It helps communities and it creates the kind of sustainability that makes it better for everybody. It also gives people a chance to get ahead. When you look at the child mm-hmm. poverty rate in British Columbia, I believe it's around 21%. You know, almost 6 years in a row, the province of BC has led on that front. And we just see the constant revolving door of social services and policy making that continue to put people through the cycle that we're talking about. So we really need to break it, and it's going to require an investment of public funding. Without non-market housing, we can't address the crisis of homelessness. And you know, this hunger strike is going to have gone on about a year and a half, and this is the actions of individuals at a grassroots level. And many housing organizations aren't in a position to speak out because they have myriad funding relationships with government. And I'm really grateful that Pivot and a number of other organizations are able to be out in public and take on this debate from an organizational point of view and to put the kind of resources and time and energy into that. And we certainly are looking forward to working with the campaign and with other organizations across the country, because we really have to make this a national campaign.
John Richardson, the City of Vancouver hasn't yet decided whether or not it will allow red tents to be used by homeless people during the Winter Olympics, from what I gather in the news articles that I've been reading most recently. And some have even said in news columns, for example, that your campaign is dangerous or designed somehow for your organization's own benefit more than for the benefit of homeless people themselves. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's pure spin, frankly. And I wonder about where the priorities are of politicians that are saying things like that. It's a fact that many people right now are currently sleeping on the streets of Vancouver without any type of adequate shelter whatsoever, sleeping under bridges with tarps, with cardboard pulled over themselves. And to say that they're worried that giving these people tents would cause a health or safety concern is absolute rubbish. So from my view, it's spin. And I think, unfortunately, I'm beginning to see this city caught in the psychology of having a pretty city for the Vancouver Olympics and losing sight of the priorities of providing adequate and safe housing for people living in the streets of Vancouver.
I was just going to add to that and reinforce John's position around it. I've been a community advocate for a very long time in this city, over 15 years. And when I see politicians come back talking about a complicated social issue with that kind of simplified communications message box around how to deal with this, I find it totally inappropriate. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, as civil society organizations, we've filed 3 complaints to the UN already about the situation here. So we're at our wits' end in terms of how to move this policy debate forward. So the fact that people are engaging in housing squats or other acts of civil disobedience to push forward the policy agenda, in my view, is perfectly legitimate. And these are nonviolent forms of action. We're trying to assert human rights in the urban domain. You know, the city of Vancouver says homelessness is their number one priority. And on the other hand, arms of the city, like the engineering department, every couple days or so do street sweeps in the city where they wake up homeless people at 9 in the morning and tell them to move along. They grab their belongings and put them into garbage containers. And so there's all sorts of policies at the city that could be challenged at the BC Human Rights Commission. And so I think that the city should be really careful in trying to simplify the issue in terms of a mainstream media environment and trying to marginalize this issue.
Yes.
There's going to be 10,000 reporters here. And even BC Housing is also setting up a propaganda office downtown to explain what a wonderful job they're doing. So I think the fact that communications gets used to simplify and push this issue down is really problematic.
Mm-hmm. We have just a moment left, fellows. Is there anything else you'd like to add, John?
Yes. I'd like to add that there's lots more information about the Red Tent campaign at redtents.org. And if anybody would like to support the campaign, they can sponsor a tent on the website for $100.
Thank you. Joel, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, one thing I ask that people support the Red Tent campaign, and if anyone wants to participate in the hunger strike, it's not just for people in Vancouver, but around the province. Our website is 2010homelessness.ca.
Thank you very much, both of you, for joining us and giving us up-to-date information on both of these issues.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. John Richardson is Executive Director of Pivot Legal Society and a coordinator with the Red Tent Campaign. Joel is a housing activist and organizer of a year-long hunger strike. Both campaigns are designed to draw attention to Canada's lack of national housing strategy. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.